Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A very interesting step was taken during the visit of the Honorable Prime Minister of India, Mr. Narendra Modi, when he came to UAE, and there was a launch of a new way to pay. All right, a new payment card was launched, and it's called Jaywan, which is built on India's digital rupee credit and debit card stack for the UAE market. Also, UAE and India have agreed to link their instant payment platforms, so India's UPI and UAE's Ani, as this will promote a wider acceptance of credit and debit rupee cards in the country. Now, is this a new step that we're taking into the digitized fintech world? Yes or no? How will it work for us? What is Jaywan? How will it work? What will be the benefit of it? To understand all of these, because ye jab bhi aisa kuch hota na, to hamare dimag mein hazar sawal uthte hain. And us sawal ka jawab dene ke liye hamare saath jude hain Dilip Jain. He's a financial expert. Dilip, welcome to TSB. How are you doing today?
All well, very fine, and it's a very great to speak on this innovative step which the UAE has taken in collaboration with India.
Now, this is amazing. You know, from what it looks like, it definitely looks like a very big step, as you know, two collaborative countries coming in together to merge their financial transactions through a common platform. But what is RuPay? Because see, I haven't been to India in a very long. I mean, like, I keep going to India. Okay, but I haven't lived in India for a very long time now. Whenever I go there for a few days and I come back. So the developments there in the financial world is something which is still an alien concept to me. And I'm sure it would be likewise for a lot of expats who live here, you know, who haven't gone to India for a long time. What is the rupee and what is the, you know, I mean, how is it used?
Let's take an example. Few of the friends are going for a picnic and then I spend something, he spends something. So generally then I need to settle the transaction. Mm-hmm. Or suppose I need to borrow some money, a few dirhams for someone. The only option right now is that I need to take his bank account, create his bank account ID and then do the transfer.
Right.
And generally it takes sometimes 24 hours to create the beneficiary and then do the transfer.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine another situation where a person is in India and then he's buying something from a street vendor shop, maybe some food or any other daily stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He goes there and he doesn't have any change. So the shopkeeper just tell him, please pay by the RuPay or any UPay credit card or PhonePay or BharatPay.
Mm-hmm.
Instantly, what the mechanism is that it is a mobile number linked mechanism whereby as soon as you make the payment to that person's mobile number, the mobile number of the payer and the payee both is linked to the bank account.
Okay.
So that no other verification is required. And as soon as you see the details, you press how much amount you want to transfer and immediately it is getting credited to his bank account.
This is incredible.
And also, yeah. And then there is no details to transfer the bank beneficiary and IFSC code and other details, which is quite confusing for a lot of the people who are not very educated. And you believe me, nowadays, even if you ask for a small street shop or a street vendor or even for a person who is driving, they don't want cash.
Right.
In fact, you will be amazed to know that 10 billion transactions happen every month in India now on the UPI-based cards,
wow,
which is Unified Payment Interface. And this number is so large that if you compare it to any other country who is using the digital payment,
mm-hmm,
none of the countries even come very close, even second to the numbers which India is doing.
No, obviously, now, I mean, with the kind of population that India has, you know, I mean, that any number or any technology that is introduced at a nation level, the extrapolation of those numbers would be instant and would be huge.
Correct, but the story doesn't end here because let's take another example. I'll give you three examples so you can understand the greatness of this platform and the product. So a person is coming from India, and as you know, all the people want to buy gold and do a lot of shopping here.
Right.
So currently, always the people have the restriction, okay, do I need to carry dirham, do I need to carry dollars on the Indian rupee? When they come here, when they buy gold, they are always short of money. And then they are literally, they feel that I should have carried more, and there are a lot of foreign exchange restrictions. Now, with this RuPay card, what happens is that it is like a seamless integration where if you are in India and you are using this Jaywan card, you can make the payment in the local currency in India.
Okay.
And if you are coming from India and you are having the RuPay card, you can make the payment in the local currency here.
But that is something that you can always do with your Visa or MasterCard, can't you?
Correct. So just imagine this is a replacement of the Visa or MasterCard.
Did you just say that RuPay is essentially a platform which is fighting the giants like Visa and MasterCard?
You can say that, but more importantly is that in those cases, it is like a credit card or debit card, and the cost of transaction may vary from 2 to 3%. The good thing about the RuPay card is that the cost would be it definitely is lower than 25%, but it could be still much cheaper.
Okay.
And the direct secured advantage is that it is directly linked to your bank account, like a debit card, so the amount is immediately deducted from the bank. And 10 largest banks in India had come to bring this unified payment gateway. Now today, J1 is also accepted by many banks in UAE, like ADCB or Mashreq Bank and ENBD and other banks.
Okay.
So it's like a seamless. If you're transferring money to India also, the person will simply use his RuPay card and can simply transfer the money to his own account. And this is just about the individual. Imagine for the e-commerce or a person who is doing business. So suppose someone he has to make the payment to in India. So currently he will transfer the dirham to dollar and then do the transfer from dollar to rupee. And that takes a lot of time and a lot of paperwork. Here he simply has the RuPay card, give the details about the RuPay card to the person about India, make the payment from his card directly, and immediately the money gets instantly credited to his account.
Wow.
So in business side and commerce side, again, it would be a big game changer. Also, now you see the whole in the entire transaction, the transaction is happening without the usage of currency conversion for the dollar.
Right.
So it is dirham and rupee are talking to each other without the need to be getting converted through the dollar route, which is a big, big game changer in the financial world.
Which is true. I mean, you've completely eliminated the dollar, right? And, you know, the conversation that is happening between UAE and India, which also primarily means that when you eliminate one step, so for the buyer or the seller, you are also saving on the transactional cost that happens when you are transferring one currency, the forex fees that you pay when you're transferring from one currency to the other, from the other to, again, the Indian rupee.
Yeah, and one more thing, very important concept because of this, if you look into the J1 and the RuPay card, is a social concept called financial inclusion. Now, let me give you another example. There is a street vendor who is selling some vegetables or selling some gift and toys and some festivities item. No one speaks to him, and forget that he even have a bank account, no one will give him a loan.
Right.
Now, because of this RuPay card, what happens, whenever he makes any payment, the payment comes to his bank account because it is directly linked through the UPI interface. So imagine a person has a turnover of, say, millions and millions of dirhams, which was in cash, and earlier no one would be willing to accept that he has so much of transaction.
Right.
And now he has a history which is recorded on a very formal manner of the amount of money which is receiving on the credit, like a bank statement. And not only that, suppose he's taken, and the bank would be willing to give him a loan right now because he has a credit history. His business history is there, his turnover history is there, his suppliers and debit and credit history is there. So suddenly, millions of people who are out of the banking system, who are not eligible for a loan, and also where the loans was getting to them at a rate of 25 to 50% or 30%, now simply they can get a loan at even, say, 80%, which is the normal standard rate, 8 to 10%. So suddenly the entire Pandora of all the people who are not eligible for loans, they become eligible, and the numbers can be huge. And if you speak about India, the population size, where maybe 10 to 20% of the people were not even having bank account, and now 24 crore bank account has been opened recently, which is 250 million accounts. and see so many people now having the benefit of the banking system. And Rupay card is one of the gateway to bring them to this financial inclusion.
You know, I'll tell you very honestly, Dilip, I had gone to India and I was traveling, you know, in the last year. And during that travel, and like you rightly mentioned, that small vendors and all of that, they all had a QR code pasted on their shop front. Okay,
correct.
Beat the small chai wala, wo chai ki tapri hoti jahan pe 5 rupaye ki chai milti, right? Wahan se lekar, chahe wo paan ki dukaan ho, chahe you know sabzi wala ho. I'm not talking
correct.
Big brands,
correct.
Big stores. I'm talking about these small vendors, right? Literally, sadkon pe baith ke tokri laga ke baithi hui thi ek aunty, uske paas bhi ek QR code tha. I was curious ki ye kya hota hai, kaise hota hai. I asked my cousin, and he looked at me as if like. Like तुम अनपढ़ गवार लोग, तुम बाहर रहते हो, तुमको ये भी नहीं पता कि ये क्या होता है. एंड आई डिडंट वांट, है ना, क्योंकि ये टेक्नोलॉजी इतना डीप इसका पेनिट्रेशन है, द वे इट हैज गॉन डाउन टू द लोवेस्ट कॉमन डिनोमिनेटर. एंड यू आर राइट, आई डिडंट हैव टू पुट माय हैंड्स इन माय पॉकेट टू पुल आउट कैश, ऑब्वियसली बिकॉज माय कजिन वाज पेइंग फॉर एवरीथिंग, बट ही वाज आल्सो नॉट टेकिंग आउट कैश, ही वाज आल्सो स्कैनिंग एवरी सिंगल प्लेस. वो उस पर स्कैन करता था, वहां पे स्पीकर पे आवाज आती थी और काम हो जाता था. No.
Correct. If you look into the Indian youth who are into the college and other places, for them, making day-to-day shopping, those who are staying in the PGs and making the daily vendor payments and everything. In fact, I was talking to my daughter shifted from Bangalore to Dubai recently. She was also surprised to know that you do not have any mechanism where we can simply go and ask for the phone number and make the payment.
Right.
And she has never used cash for many, many years to come. She's always using this e-pay channel. And this is something which is yet to be started anyway.
Will we get to see with Jaywan and Rupay coming in together, will we get to see something like that happening in the UAE?
Surely, because what happens, people nowadays, when you want to carry cash, it is so convenient, especially to settle small transactions. And even not all the people may have a bank account.
True.
Not everyone would be so sophisticated. Some people may do small transactions where may, for example, even informally, someone is selling something, not selling actually, but yeah, you are buying something, which may not be a properly, I would say, a proper business license, for example.
Right.
Like you might be buying some food or any other small, taking some small help. So you can simply use a Rupay card and make the payment to the person.
Oh, this is amazing. Also, like you mentioned that,
for small people, for SME.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. So the lot of apps which are coming, having this financial wallet, and then the wallet is built on this fintech platform, which is linked to the bank account. I think this Rupay card and this interface may simply stake the entire market, because the cost is low and it is so seamless and well positioned and well guaranteed from the Indian banking system already, and proven already it's worth worldwide now.
And if one has to apply for the Jaywan card here in the UAE, is it open to everyone, and or do we need to have like a specific base minimum salary or anything like that to apply for those?
What I understand right now, if you have an Emirates ID, and then for the few banks which I can read is like ADCB and Mashek and other bank, we still need to see the process part of it, how the bank are actually releasing, because it's a new card. But I think once who has an Emirates ID, I don't think anything else would be required to open the account, and definitely a mobile number in his own name to link it to the OTP and the SMSs.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Dilip, for a detailed conversation about this. Because whenever something new comes up, you know, everyone has to has two reactions. One is they get excited just because there's something new coming up. The other set of people get confused. Ki ab ye kya naya aa gaya? And I'm glad that you know you actually broke it down into the lowest common denominator in the simplest terms to explain it to all our listeners. Thank you so much, Dilip. I guess.
Thanks, Neil, and thanks for this wonderful evening opportunity.
Thank you so much. Dilip Jain, a financial expert, explaining this new step that we've taken in the fintech era with the launch of UPI Rupay card and Jaywan card, which was done by PM Modi when he came here in the UAE on his recent visit. Now, how will this change? Obviously, as time will tell, but one thing for sure, if you have been to India and if you've realized how things have changed as far as financial transactions are concerned at the lowest, smallest level, even, as I said, the smallest chai wala, yani ki ek dirham ka kadak aap lene ja rahe ho, to usme bhi aapko ek ka coin nikal ke dene ki zarurat nahi padti hai. India mein bilkul waisa hi chal raha hai, shayad yahan par bhi ho jayega. And kaise hoga, kya transformations hogi, we'll keep an eye on all of that right here on TSB.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, thanks for listening to another TSB TalkSport Business Podcast.
And don't forget, if you want to hear the full show, we're live every weekday from 3 to 7pm across the UAE on Talk 100.3.
Or you can listen to us via the Big Fan TV app.